Welcome to the weekend edition of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Sundays, we take a deeper dive into these ancient topics with excerpts from the Stoic texts, audiobooks that we like here or recommend here at Daily Stoic, and other long-form wisdom that you can chew on this relaxing weekend. We hope this helps shape your understanding of this philosophy, and most importantly, that you're able to apply it to your actual life. Thank you for listening. Hey, it's Ryan Holiday. Welcome to another Sunday episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. Today's episode, we're going to hear from Cicero himself by way of an audio narrator. But as I was writing about Cicero in Lives of the Stoic, I don't say that he's a Stoic. I say that he's a fellow traveler. What's fascinating about Cicero is that he wrote beautifully about the Stoics. He was friends with the Stoics. One great Stoic, Diodotus, actually died in Cicero's house. He wrote beautifully about the Stoics. He called the Stoics the only true philosophers. And in fact, if it were not for Cicero, much of what we know about the ancient Stoics would not have survived to us. And yet, he did struggle to live up to the ideas. But that's not what we're going to talk about today. In today's episode, I'm bringing you some of Cicero's famous book, Stoic Paradoxes, where he explores the ideals and the contradictions, the complexities of Stoic thinking. And I'll give you what I wrote about the Stoic Paradoxes in Lives of the Stoics. In 46 BC, Cicero published the Stoic Paradoxes, dedicated to Marcus Brutus, who himself had strong Stoic leanings. In what was a more rhetorical exercise than a serious philosophical treatment, he explored six of the primary Stoic paradoxes. Number one, that virtue is the only good. Two, that it is sufficient for happiness. Three, that all virtues and vices are equal. Four, that all fools are mad. Five, that only the sage is truly free. And six, that the wise person alone is rich. Now, these are not paradoxes in the logical sense, only in the sense that they fly in the face of common sense. It's actually the counterintuitiveness of these ideas that the Stoics leaned on to catch people's attention. How can virtue be the only good if we also need health and money to live? Is a lie really as bad as killing someone? Plenty of philosophers were visibly poor. How were they rich? And so the possibilities for discussion, for counterexamples, for gotcha moments were endless. And Cicero loved noodling with the prompts laid down by Zeno and Cleanthes and Aristo, everyone else. And that's what I'm going to bring you in today's episode, part one, and then we'll have part two shortly. Enjoy. I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. The Daily Stoic is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. One of the cool things about podcasts is that you can multitask while you're listening, but depending on what you're doing right now, like for instance, if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you could be doing. You could be getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts for having multiple vehicles on on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $698 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Paradox one, that virtue is the only good. I am apprehensive that this position may seem to some among you to have been derived from the schools of the Stoics and not from my own sentiments. Yet I will tell you my real opinion, and that too more briefly than so important a matter requires to be discussed. By Hercules, I never was one who reckoned among good and desirable things, treasures, magnificent mansions, interest, power, or those pleasures to which mankind are most chiefly addicted. For I have observed that those to whom these things abounded still desired them most. For the first of cupidity is never filled or satiated. They are tormented not only with the lust of increasing, but with the fear of losing what they have. I know that I often look in vain for the good sense of our ancestors, those most continent men who affixed the appellation of good to those weak, fleeting circumstances of wealth, when in truth and fact their sentiments were the very reverse. Can any bad man enjoy a good thing? Or is it possible for a man not to be good when he lives in the very abundance of good things? And yet, we see all those things so distributed that wicked men possess them, and that they are inauspicious to the good. Now, let any man indulge his raillery, if he please, but right reason will ever have more weight with me than the opinion of the multitude. Nor shall I ever account a man, when he has lost his stock of cattle or furniture, to have lost his good things. Nor shall I seldom speak in praise of Bias, who, if I mistake not, is reckoned among the seven wise men. For when the enemy took possession of Prien, his native country, and when the rest so managed their flight as to carry off with them their effects, on his being recommended by a certain person to do the same, "Why," answered he, "I do so, for I carry with me all my possessions." He did not so much as esteem those playthings of fortune, which we even term our blessings, to be his own. But someone will ask, "What then is a real good?" Whatever is done uprightly, honestly, and virtuously is truly said to be done well. And whatever is upright, honest, and agreeable to virtue, that alone, as I think, is a good thing. But these matters, when they are more loosely discussed, appear somewhat obscure. But those things which seem to be discussed with more subtlety than is necessary with words may be illustrated by the lives and actions of the greatest of men. I ask then of you, whether the men who left to us this empire, founded upon so noble a system, seem ever to have thought of gratifying avarice by money, delight by delicacy, luxury by magnificence, or pleasure by feasting? Set before your eyes any of our monarchs. Shall I begin with Romulus, or after the state was free, with those who liberated it? By what steps, then, did Romulus ascend to heaven? By those which these people term good things, or by his exploits and his virtues? What are we to imagine? That the wooden or earthen dishes of Numa Pompilius were less acceptable to the immortal gods than the embossed plate of others?
I've talked a lot about my morning routine here. One of the things I do every morning after I get up is I take a bunch of vitamins that my doctor recommended after some blood tests. I take a vitamin C, a zinc, a omega-3, and I take a couple others who I'm forgetting, but I definitely know whose vitamins I take. And they actually happen to be today's sponsor, and I've been taking them long before Thorne sponsored today's episode. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with all their supplements, and they've teamed up with leading medical professionals to bring out highly effective nutritional supplements. Because I'm a runner, I'm always trying to take care of my joints. And with Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/dailystoic and use code dailystoic for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/dailystoic and use code dailystoic for 10% off your order. thorne.fit/dailystoic. Use code dailystoic. And note, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I pass over our other kings, for all of them, excepting Tarquin the Proud, were equally excellent. Should anyone ask, what did Brutus perform when he delivered his country? Or, as to those who were the participators of that design, what was their aim and the object of their pursuit? Lives there the man who can regard as their object riches, pleasure, or anything else than acting the part of a great and gallant man? What motive impelled Caius Mucius, without the least hope of preservation, to attempt the death of Porsenna? What impulse kept Codes to the bridge, singly opposed to the whole force of the enemy? What power devoted the elder and the younger Decius, and impelled them against armed battalions of enemies? What was the object of the continence of Caius Fabricius, or of the frugality of life of Manius Curius? What were the motives of those two thunderbolts of the Punic War, Publius and Gnaeus Scipio, when they proposed with their own bodies to intercept the progress of the Carthaginians? What did the elder, what did the younger, Africanus propose? What were the views of Cato, who lived between the times of both? What shall I say of innumerable other instances, for we abound in examples drawn from our own history? Can we think that they proposed any other object in life but what seemed glorious and noble? Now let the deriders of this sentiment and principle come forward. Let even them take their choice, whether they would rather resemble the man who is rich in marble palaces, adorned with ivory, and shining with gold, in statues, in pictures, in embossed gold and silver plate, in the workmanship of Corinthian brass, or if they will resemble Fabricius, who had, and who wished to have, none of these things. And yet, they are readily prevailed upon to admit that those things which are transferred, now hither, now thither, are not to be ranked among good things, while at the same time, they strongly maintain, and eagerly dispute, that pleasure is the highest good, a sentiment that to me seems to be that of a brute rather than that of a man. Shall you, endowed as you are by God or by nature, whom we may term the mother of all things, with a soul than which there exists nothing more excellent and more divine, so degrade and prostrate yourself as to think there is no difference between yourself and any quadruped? Is there any real good that does not make him who possesses it a better man? For in proportion as every man has the greatest amount of excellence, he is also in that proportion most praiseworthy. Nor is there any excellence on which the man who possesses it may not justly value himself. But what of these qualities resides in pleasure? Does it make a man better or more praiseworthy? Does any man extol himself in boasting or self-recommendation for having enjoyed pleasures? Now, if pleasure, which is defended by the advocacy of many, is not to be ranked among good things, And if the greater it is, the more it dislodges the mind from its habitual and settled position. Surely, to live well and happily is nothing else than to live virtuously and lightly.
Thanks so much for listening. If you could rate this podcast and leave a review on iTunes, that would mean so much to us and it would really help the show. We appreciate it, and I'll see you next episode. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery V. Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.